Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Well, came back here at the East Gym as both teams have returned to the floor. Evergreens were late getting back on the floor, and they got virtually no warm-up time here as far as shooting the basketball. As we are just about set to begin the second half of play. Don't forget, still to come tonight, the girls' game is the second half of the doubleheader tonight. Evergreens girls coming in unbeaten, and East looking for their first win. It'll be the starting five out there for the Lumberjacks. Rutkowski, Taylor, Dimka, Widmark, and Hamlin. Hamlin playing with two fouls. Let's see who the Evergreens send out on the floor. Kurtenbach and Peterson. Chris Cornish, Sirakowski, and Van Grinsven. They're starting five back out there as well. And Everest has the basketball to begin the second half. Peterson on the dribble into the front court. And he's coming out with a man-to-man to start, changing things up a little bit, giving them a different look. Taylor is on Sirakowski. Now they throw it into the backcourt. That's going to be an over-and-back violation on the Evergreens. So they start with a turnover. Ball went right through the hands of Grant Van Grinsven. And East will have it. 18-13, Everest leads by five. Rutkowski to Taylor. Widmark has it now. Out on top to Hamlin. Dylan bullet pass inside to Taylor. He'll get a layup. Nice pass from Dylan Hamlin, finding Taylor underneath. 18-15 now. Lumberjacks trail by three. Sirakowski finds a nice pass, and they'll get a layup on the other end. Kurtenbach got free, and Sirakowski found him. A bullet pass underneath. 20-15. Everest again by five. Rutkowski out on top to Widmark. Now it's Taylor. They look inside to Hamlin. He gets doubled. Dimka lost the handle on it for a moment. Gives it to Rutkowski between the circles. Now it's Taylor. Taylor's going to drive in the lane. Hang in the air. Shot blocked. And Everest comes away with it. Here come the Evergreens. They want to run. Sirakowski goes in. No, but a foul as Sirakowski got taken down hard by a couple of players. Let's see who they give the foul to. Sirakowski is going to get two shots here. Jaden Rutkowski picks up his first foul. And Sirakowski's first foul shot, back bracket, no good. East basketball, East Everest basketball tonight brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management property in the company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Sirakowski hit the second foul shot, 21-15, 6-point advantage for the Evergreens. Widmark wants to drive. He gets bumped hard, leans in off the glass. No, the rebound grabbed by the Evergreens. Here comes Everest into the front court, looking to extend their advantage. East back to the zone again. And Peterson and Van Grinsven playing catch out on top. Van Grinsven at the elbow. Kicks it over to Peterson. Bounce pass down to Sirakowski in the corner. He finds a cutter in the paint. Shot, turn around, up and in. Van Grinsven hits it. And all of a sudden, it's a 23-15 game. Lumberjacks have to start knocking down some shots here. Taylor with it. They look inside for Hamlin, not there. They're doing a pretty good job fronting him. Widmark backs it in, turns, leans in, off the glass again, too hard. Hamlin over the top, puts it up, nobody's going to get a foul over the back, and that's going to be three on Hamlin. He's 6'11", he went over the shorter player, got the ball. Instead they call a foul, and East wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 5:46 to play. Everest extends the lead, 23-15. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit easylivingmanagement.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at the East Gym, 5:46 to play third quarter. So far, a very uninspired effort by the Lumberjacks here tonight. Just 15 points with 5:46 to play here in the third. Dylan Hamlin now with three fouls. Sean Wilson back in the game. He's playing with two. And it is an eight-point advantage for the Evergreens. Peterson and Van Grinsven. Steven Weir checks into the game for the Evergreens. Kurtenbach out there also in for Everest is Chris Cornish. It's Widmark, Rutkowski, Wilson, Dimka, and Taylor. And East is going to try to set up the half-court trap again. They get the ball into the hands of Weir. Passes into the front court. Weir gets it in the corner. Now quickly back outside. Van Grinsven, Weir, right wing. Looks for a cutter. Nothing there. Kicks it back out. Taylor overplays the passing lane. Weir back. Now a pass to the cutter. Shot put up. That's no good. The rebound grabbed by the Evergreens. They kick it back outside. Here's a shot put up. That's no good. Ball out of bounds. It was last touch. Now they're going to get a foul over the back. That's going to be on Tanner Dimka. Loose ball foul on Dimka over the back. Substitutions for the Evergreens. It's going to be Jake Gabert checking back in. And they'll inbound it. Sierakowski looking and throws it way outside. And Everest will set it up as we go down close to 5 minutes to play in the third. Bullet pass underneath. Sierakowski, a little reverse up and in. He slid along the baseline and they drew that zone out. And Sierakowski, who hardly ever shoots, got a reverse layup. It's 25-15. 10-point advantage for the Evergreens. They loft it down low to Widmark. Puts it up. Missed the shot. Got his own rebound. Goes up again. No, but a foul. And he will shoot two. That has been Bryce Widmark's story. He'll get the ball down in good positions, make moves to get layups, and then miss the shots. If he could finish, he'd be averaging in double figures. First foul shot for Widmark coming. Rims out, no good. Foul was called on Jake Gabert. That's his first. Just the fourth foul called on Everest here all night. Second foul shot coming for Widmark. That rattles around and in. He got one of two. 25-16, 9-point advantage for the Evergreens. Half-court trap. They break it, now throw it away. Dimka had it for a moment. Everest gets it back. Peterson into the lane, kicks it outside. They swing it. Sierakowski left wing. Long skip pass. Dangerous skip pass. Everest controls it. Into the paint. They kick it back out. Now down low on the baseline. In trouble. Gabert needs to get rid of it and does. They skip it to Sierakowski. Now down low. Splitting a double team shot. Blocked by Wilson from behind. It goes out of bounds. Everest will keep it. Nice job by Wilson to block the shot and avoid the foul. J.P. Lacy is going to come into the game for Widmark. And also into the game for East for the first time tonight is Tim Nass. Nass in for Rutkowski. Everest inbounds it. They pass it back outside. East back in the zone. Skip pass back to Van Grinsven. Right wing, Sierakowski looks inside. Back out to Peterson. Everest can afford to be very patient now with the clock and the score in their favor. Now they nearly throw it away. Peterson retrieves it. Right wing Sierakowski wants to go baseline. He's cut off. Passes to the opposite corner. Drive on the baseline. Shot blocked again by Wilson. He went up and got that one from Van Grinsven. Here comes East back the other way. Nass on the dribble. Gets a screen from Lacy. Gives it off to Dimka. Now Lacy between the circles. Bryce Taylor with it. Looks for a cutter. Now Lacy top of the key. Swings it. Dimka looks inside. Not there. Nass is going to drive in. Kick it out to Dimka. Thought about the three. Now he'll drive. Kick it out. Nass passed up the three. They've got open looks. They're not taking them now. Taylor needs help. Gives it to Lacy. Now it's Nass. 3:07 to play in the third. Taylor's going to drive in. And we're going to get a foul called on the Evergreens. Hand check foul coming against Everest. That's going to go on Van Grinsven. Weir comes back into the game for Van Grinsven with 3:04 to play in the third. East will inbound it here. They get it out on top to Lacey. Lacey gets a big screen from Wilson. Now it's Taylor at the free throw line. Turns, kicks it out. Lacey will shoot a two. That's going to be off the mark. The rebound kept alive by Taylor. Wilson gets it to Dimka. Goes in and he's fouled and will go to the line. So Tanner Dimka will be at the line to shoot two here. And that foul is called on Riley Peterson. That's his first. Nobody with more than one foul for Everest. Dimka's first free throw is up and in. 25-17 now. 8-point game. The scoring droughts have been numerous and long for both teams here tonight. East went on a sustained scoring drought back in the first quarter. The Evergreens are having one here. Second foul shot is up and in for Dimka. 25-18. Timeout is called. 2:50 to play, third quarter. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the East Gym. 2:50 to play, third quarter. DC Everest with a 25-18 lead over the East boys. The girls' game still to come here tonight. Lumberjack Everest basketball is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Lumberjacks head back out with Sean Wilson, Trent Pate, J.P. Lacey, Tanner Dimka, and Tim Nass. And the Evergreens have the basketball. East will drop back into their 1-3-1 zone. They've got Pate out on top of that zone now while Bryce Taylor takes a breather. Stephen Weir gives it off to Sierakowski. Sierakowski, they're gonna hold the ball outside and force East to come out of there and play him. Pate will come out and challenge the basketball, start the count. And Pate, make that Sierakowski and Van Grinsven are just going to play catch out there. Now Cornish comes out. Now they look to operate. Sierakowski left wing, but they'll kick it back outside. Weir with it. Looks inside. Now gives it to Sierakowski. Now he'll back it out again. Here's a drive on the baseline. Cut off. Kick it back outside to Kurtenbach. Nearly traveled. Gives it off to Van Grinsven left wing. He's going to drive in the paint, throw up a runner. Wilson will swat that back out to center court where it's run down by Weir. Sean Wilson's got three blocks tonight. That one was a hard one, but it went all the way out to half court, and the Evergreens grabbed it. And they get it in the lane. There's a shot put up. Dimka tried to take the charge. They didn't call it, and the shot put up and in by Van Grinsven. Actually, no, that was Chris Cornish with the basket, 27-18. East on the other end. This is Nass. Picks up his dribble, feeds Lacey, goes in, off the glass, no, wanted a foul, didn't get it. Everest with the rebound. Lumberjacks, who have looked very good at times this season, big win over Eau Claire Memorial on Tuesday, not a very good effort here tonight so far. 1:04 to play in the third, Everest with the basketball and a 9-point lead. Weir gives it off to Sierakowski. Chris Cornish. Now Van Grinsven. Sierakowski gets it back. They're content to run clock. This isn't a typical four-corner stall, but it's close as they just keep moving the ball around the perimeter and run clock. Now they look inside. Not there. Kick it right back out to Weir. Now it's Chris Cornish with it. Weir to Kurtenbach. you do is you wear out the defense, sort of lull them to sleep in this situation, and then somebody's going to lose a backdoor cut, and Everest hopes to find it and get a layup. Now they hold on the ball, and they're going to force East to come out of the zone again. 8 seconds to play. They'll play for one here, down to four. Cross-court pass. Weir's open for three again. The shot no short. Wilson with the rebound. And that's how the third quarter will come to an end. Three quarters in the book. Everest in command here, 27-18. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Everest Basketball. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Smart Santas know you can save lots of dough with a ho-ho happy holiday loan from Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's perfect for purchasing presents. You can borrow up to $2,000, and your payments can be as low as $91 a month for 24 months. If just the idea of having $2,000 for holiday gifts makes you feel like celebrating, don't wait. Cloverbelt Credit Union makes it quick and easy to apply. Just call a friendly CCU lender at 715-842-5693. Stop at any Cloverbelt Credit Union or log on to ccuwausau.com and click on the holiday loan sale button. Smart Santas know CCU is the place to go for a holiday loan and for Visa gift cards. Beautiful holiday designs, and they're only $2. Tis the season for giving and for saving. With CCU, $2,000 ho ho happy holiday loan. Payments as low as only $91 a month for 24 months. Where you bank does make a difference. Happy holidays from Clover Bell Credit Union. Holiday loan featured rate at 7.95% APR for Tier 1 credit. Other rates and terms available.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here at the East Gym. Lumberjacks have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter, trailing 27-18. Dylan Hamlin back in the game. He's going to drive in, take a pull-up jumper from the free throw line. Everest with the rebound. They'll let Hamlin shoot that all day. Hamlin, Taylor, Widmark back out there. Rutkowski back in, and also in the game for East is Logan Bailey. East is content to stay in the zone, even though they trail here, and Everest is going to stay outside and make him come out to play the ball. Taylor comes out and is chasing the ball back and forth out on top. Now they had a chance for it. Now a pass inside, thrown away. Sierkowski threw that one away. Hamlin comes away with it. Everest has cleaned up their turnovers. Here's Taylor, three ball on the other end. No, the rebound, though, grabbed by Bailey. Pass inside to Taylor, off the glass, up and in. The pass from Widmark, and Bryce Taylor gets the hoop. East had just 5 points in the third quarter, but they get the first hoop here in the fourth after an Everest turnover, 27-20. Everest only has 13 turnovers. They had 11 right away at the beginning of the game, so they've cleaned that up immensely here. Free throw line, Everest kicks it back out to Sierkowski. 7-point game, 6:48 to play. Van Grinsven. Now gets it back to Sierkowski. Sierkowski back to Van Grinsven. They get it to Sierkowski, left wing. Dribbles it back out on top. Now he's going to penetrate on the baseline. Cornish gives the ball to Kurtenbach. They kick it back outside. Another long possession. Peterson back out to Sierkowski. East is going to have to get more aggressive with the defense here soon. Now they double the ball. Sierkowski doubled on the right wing. Has to get out of trouble. And we get a timeout called by Corey Heckel just before they threw the ball away. Timeout is the call by the Evergreens. We'll keep it right here. And remind you that East Everest Basketball is brought to you in part tonight by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. And a reminder once again, tomorrow night, Marathon Cup Hockey, Day 2. The consolation game at 5:30 pits Mosinee against the Lumberjacks. Wausau West and D.C. Everest will play for the cup tomorrow night as the second game of the doubleheader at Greeneck, and we'll have both games for you right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. All right, Bryce Taylor, Bryce Widmark, Dylan Hamlin, Jaden Rutkowski, and Logan Bailey out of the timeout. Everest will inbound it. Sierkowski's out there with Kurtenbach, Weir, Peterson, and Cornish. And Everest able to get the inbound pass in. Sierkowski gives it to Peterson. Now it's Weir. Bounce pass to Peterson. They kick it back outside. Everest just content to play keep away here and keep running clock. Peterson. Sierkowski. Now it's in the corner of the double. They get it to Sierkowski on the baseline. Pass outside. That's the pass that needs to be stolen right there. It was a slow, lazy bounce pass, but somehow it got through. And now Sierkowski and Peterson just play catch out on top. Now it's Weir, left wing, passed up a three. And Everest continues playing keep away here. They find Weir, left wing, passed three. Everest isn't going to shoot. They're content to stall and run clock here as we go down to 5:06 to play. Sierkowski comes off the screen. Now gives it off Kurtenbach with it. Needs some help. Gives it to Peterson. This is the offense Wausau West ran for years ago, and it's boring. And I understand what they're trying to do, but it's still boring. Foul called on the Lumberjacks, Logan Bailey. First foul is on Bailey. First foul on Bailey. And East is going to put four new players in the game. Wilson, Lacey, Pate, and Dimka come back in. Those guys are coming out, just chased that zone around for the last 2 minutes or so. Substitution for Everest, Jacob Stroik in the game. And Everest inbounds it in the backcourt. 4:49 to play. And if East wants to foul, they've got to, and now they're going to start fouling, I think, try to get up to the bonus situation. Rutkowski picks up the foul. That's his second. It's just the 15th foul, so they've got another one to give before the bonus here. Everest inbounds it. On the dribble, this is Kurtenbach. Now gives it off to Nick Sierkowski. 4:35 to play. Still a 7-point game. 27-20. I'll tell you what, considering the performance here tonight, I think fans might enjoy the girls' game better tonight than this effort. Gabert with it out on top. Finally got rid of the ball. Now we get a foul on Rutkowski. That's going to be four on him. Three. Three on Jaden Rutkowski. Stephen Weir will inbound at side court for the Evergreens. Bryce Taylor is going to check back in for East. Everest hasn't taken a shot here in the fourth quarter, and they've held the ball for most of what we've played of this period. They're content to sit on a 7-point lead and run as much clock as they can. Riley Peterson in the front court. Taylor's all over him. East is going to play man-to-man here now. Dimka comes out on Sierkowski. Now it's Kurtenbach. Lacey comes out to play him. Kurtenbach on the dribble. Now he loses it in the backcourt. That's an over-and-back violation. So all that time, Everest held the ball. They did what they wanted to do, killed a whole bunch of time, but now East will have the basketball back on the turnover. He just lost the dribble on that. Dimka will inbound it for East. Taylor to Dimka. Now it's Pate. Pate wants to drive. Kicks it to the corner to Taylor. Back out to Pate. Free throw line backs in. Turn, shoots with the left hand. Off the rim, no good. Wilson with the rebound. Goes down hard. Jump ball call. Wilson got tangled up with a couple of the Evergreens. And a jump ball call. And it will be Everest basketball on the possession arrow. And now East will set up a trap in the backcourt. They are running out of time here, trailing by 7, 3:26 to play. And if Everest is going to do what they just did, they'll try to kill about 2 minutes of clock just by passing the ball around here. Now the ball knocked away. Pate with the steal. He's going to attack. Down the lane, lost the handle on it, but gets it back. Now they'll reset. Out on top to Wilson. Wilson gives it to Dimka. Trying to post up Lacey. They're banging underneath there. Wilson in the corner. Skip pass over to Pate. Out to Dimka. Launches a three. Yes! Tanner Dimka with a three-pointer, and East will call a timeout. We'll take one as well. It's a four-point game, 2:57 to play. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Tom King back here at the East Gym. A couple of turnovers by the Evergreens have allowed the Lumberjacks to pull back within four. Everest has the basketball, 2:57 to play. The question is going to be whether either of these teams will crack 30 points here tonight. It's 27-23, 2:57 to go in the game. Still to come tonight, the girls' game. Everest and East still have time to get out here and join us at the East Gym. Evergreens will bring it ahead. Lumberjacks setting up the trap. Now they pick up the dribble in the backcourt. Need to get rid of it. Still looking. 10-second call. And the Evergreens will turn it over again. Van Grinsven got tied up, double-teamed, and turned it over on a 10-second violation. And East will have the basketball back here, down four. Never pick up your dribble in the backcourt, right? Especially when they're trying to double and trap the basketball. Lacey with it to Wilson. Out on top, reach and foul. That's going to be called on Cornish. Non-shooting foul. First foul on Cornish. East will inbound at side court. 2:37 to play in regulation. Lumberjacks down by four. Dimko with it. Gets it into Lacey. Trying to post up Wilson down low. Instead, they swing it around the perimeter. Pate wants to go baseline. Hangs in the air. Left it short. Got his own rebound. Put it up and in. Pate stayed with it after missing the initial shot. Got the board. It's a two-point game, 27-25. Van Grinsven in the front court. Wants to operate. Now kicks it out to Sirikowski. Cornish with it. Everest passes back outside. Now it's Peterson with it. The crowd starting to exhort the Lumberjacks. Now Pate with a near steal on Peterson. Down to 2 minutes to play. Here's a drive down the lane. Ball thrown away out of bounds. Last touch by the Lumberjacks. Everest will keep it. A minute 54 to play. 27-25, Everest. Sirikowski, they loft in the paint. Leaning in the air. No, but a foul. That's going to go on Wilson. They're going to say before the shot, I believe. Sean Wilson picks up the foul. That's his third. And they are going to call that a shooting foul. No, they're going to say, I thought Tony Hollander pointed at the floor. Oh, it's a bonus, that's why. Seventh team foul, so it is a 1-1. 1-1 here. Back bracket, no good. Wilson kept the rebound alive, and Dimka runs it down. And Grinsven misses the front end of a 1-1. Now Wilson lost the handle on the ball, and East gives it back. Ninth turnover. Just bobbled the pass and gave it away. Minute 34 to play. That was key right there. And now we get a whistle. Dimka will foul. And that will send Everest to the foul line again. Third foul on Dimka. Well, that was a key turnover right there. East only has nine turnovers. They had five in the first quarter. They only have nine for the game. That was a big one right there. Widmark's going to check in for Lacey. And Grinsman's at the line. He just missed the front end of a 1-1. First one's on the way. That's too hard again. Wilson grabs the rebound and then gets tied up. Jump ball. East will have it on the possession arrow. But Van Grinsven missing a couple of key foul shots here. That could have extended this lead. It's still a two-point game, and the Lumberjacks have the basketball. Dimka will bring it ahead into the front court. Dimka to Widmark. Widmark wants to operate. Spin move. Nearly travel with the basketball. Gives it back to Dimka. Back down low to Widmark. Turns in the lane. Feeds it to Wilson. Threw it away. A hard pass when he was right on top of the guy he was trying to get the ball to. That's the 10th turnover, and that's big. Rutkowski's going to come into the game for Wilson with a minute 14 to play. Well, neither team wants to grab this game by the throat. The Evergreens have had a lead and have tried to milk it. They allowed East to get back in the game, but the Lumberjacks can't take advantage of it. Two straight turnovers gives the ball back to Everest. This is Peterson into the front court. Now Sierakowski with it. And now a foul. Rutkowski is going to foul Van Grinsven again. That's four on Rutkowski, and Grant Van Grinsven goes back to the line. He's missed the front ends of one and one the previous two times. Widmark and Wilson check back in for rebounding purposes. We're under a minute to play in the fourth quarter, and the Evergreens have not attempted a field goal here in the fourth quarter. They have two foul shots, and they've missed them both. They have not scored here in the fourth quarter. Now, they've wasted or run a lot of time. There's Van Grinsven hitting the front end of a one-and-one. They did a lot of it by design, running clock and playing catch, killing as much clock as they could, but now it's a three-point game. Here's a big free throw right here. And he got them both. Two big free throws for Grant Van Grinsven right there. Makes it a four-point game. 58 seconds to play. Dimka thought about the three. Now it's Widmark. Back to Dimka. We get a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Everest. That's going to go against Van Grinsven. Just his second and nowhere near the bonus yet. East will inbound it. Dimko will look to inbound it here for the Lumberjacks. He gets it into Widmark. East needs to be a little in a little bit of a hurry here. Dimka's going to launch a three. He got another one. Tanner Dimka, two threes here in the fourth quarter. It's a one-point game, 29-28, 40 seconds to play. The Evergreens get it into the front court. Sierakowski. Now they need a foul. Bryce Taylor will foul Sierakowski. And Nick Sierakowski will go to the line, but the most he can make it is a three-point game. So Dimka with a couple of big threes here in the fourth quarter has given the Lumberjacks a shot. And we're going to get a timeout called here. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Everest Boys Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J. In Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at the East Gym. 35 seconds remaining in regulation. It's a one-point game. Nick Sierakowski, the Evergreens, at the line to shoot two in the double bonus. First one's on the way, and it's up and in. 30-28, two-point game. Sierakowski has 3 points on the night. Second foul shot coming. He got them both. Three-point game. Lumberjacks need a three to tie. Rutkowski will bring it ahead. Rutkowski to Widmark. Now it's Dimka. He's got the hot hand. Taylor catches, shoots a long three out on top. No, the rebound grabbed by Widmark. He's going to shoot a three from the corner. He hit it. Bryce Widmark. Hits a three from the corner. We're tied at 31. 14 seconds. Evergreens into the front court with a chance to win. Peterson looks inside. They get it to Sierakowski. Bullet pass inside. Shot put up. Yes. 2 seconds. Lumberjacks will call timeout with 1.3 seconds to play. Wilson got there a little bit late for the block. And the Evergreens take the lead on that basket by Cornish on the feed by Sierakowski. 33-31. 1.3, are they going to put more time on the clock? Lumberjacks have a chance here to set up a play and maybe get a three-pointer to win. They'll need a two-pointer to tie, a three-pointer for the win. Evergreens, Nick Sierakowski, the senior, found the man inside. Wilson was a second late getting there for the block. He's got, I think, at least four blocks here tonight. But just a split second late getting there to block that shot by Cornish that gave Everest a 33-31 lead. Still to come here, the girls' game. Everest and East. This has been a slow, methodical game that has had its moments of excitement. The Evergreens made the determination they wanted to shorten the game. And so they did not attack very much on the offensive end. And that's why the score sits where it is, 33-31. Widmark's going to inbound it. 1.8 seconds remaining on the clock. Let's see what kind of a play they drew up and what kind of a shot, if any, they can get away. Widmark will inbound it. He was the quarterback on the football team. Throws it down court. It's going to be knocked away by Sirikowski. And it goes out of bounds. But no, they're going to say the game is over, I think. Referees are going to confer. Are they going to put a couple of tenths of a second back on the clock? 0.02 seconds will be put back on the clock. I'm not sure you can get a shot away in two-tenths of a second. We're going to find out here. No, they put a full second back on the clock. I think you can catch and shoot with 1 second. Let's see. Now they're going to talk to the scorer again. East is going to put Dylan Hamlin back in the game and maybe try to loft one to the basket because they'll be inbounding it from center court. There's a timeout on the floor while they talk about it. 2 tenths of a second. It's got to be a catch and shoot situation where you go up and immediately catch and put it up. That's what they're probably going to try to do. Use the 6'11 Dylan Hamlin, try to loft it up for him to either lay it off the glass or, better yet, dunk if they can make the pass good enough. Sirikowski disrupted that three-quarter court pass by Widmark and knocked it out of bounds. So 2 tenths of a second remaining. It's a two-point lead for the Evergreens, 33-31. Bryce Taylor will inbound it here. They're going to have to throw it up, and now Everest is going to call a timeout and talk about it when they saw how East was set up with their offense. Lumberjack Everest basketball is brought to you in part tonight by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. The band trying to exhort the East crowd to make some noise here by playing the school song. Everest had not scored a point here in the fourth quarter with under a minute to play. Now they have six, four of those coming from the free throw line. And then the big basket by Cornish that gave them the lead here with just a few seconds remaining and now just 2 tenths of a second remaining. Lumberjacks got two big threes from Tanner Dimka and an unlikely three-pointer from the corner by Bryce Widmark to keep this game interesting. And now they'll have one last chance here. It's got to be one of those plays that works perfectly. The timing's got to be perfect if it's going to work. Bryce Taylor looks to inbound it. He throws it up. Hamlin will catch, throw it at the basket. No, it's no good. And the game will come to an end, and the Evergreens will get the win here tonight by a score of 33-31.